This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. People are asking me all the time, should you be willing to share your survival supplies with your neighbors in your local community if things hit the fan? And you find out you're living in a society where everybody else has not prepared because they're morons. I know, they're sheeple. And they mocked you, you know, for stockpiling extra food. But then when push comes to shove, they're going to be at your door, banging on your door, demanding that you give up your food because they saw you. They saw you. You went to Costco and you brought home a couple of cases of beans or whatever. Now they need it. They're starving. It's like Venezuela. They're dumpster diving for food, scavenging for food. They wish they had stockpiled some food. So I'm going to try to answer this in the most compassionate and strategic way possible. This is the Health Ranger Report. Thank you for listening. Check out my website at naturalnews.com or hear these podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. So number one, my philosophy is, of course, always help save lives and defend lives. I'm all about defending life and liberty. At the same time, you got to recognize that you're living in a society full of crazy people who refuse to prepare, but then they will blame you when it hits the fan and they don't have supplies, they don't have food, medicine, you know, even a flashlight. A lot of people don't even have a flashlight. It's crazy. So they'll demand that you give up your stuff and they'll call you names. So you're a hoarder. You are a hoarder. Even though all you did was prepare in advance. And the fact that they now need that stuff proves that you were right and that they were stupid, but they're still going to call you a hoarder and they're going to demand your supplies. So how do you handle this? All right, here's my strategy. This is how I recommend you do it. Number one, don't escalate resistance or fights or squabbles or anything, especially not with a bunch of people. So if you live in a community or an apartment building or a neighborhood, somewhere that there's like a whole bunch of unprepared sheeple zombies and they're all starving and they all need your supplies, you do not want to pick a fight with them in any way whatsoever, because they outnumber you, and probably you're not willing to take them all on, are you? Or to harm them all? I doubt it. So what you need to do is create a balance with the community, or just live out in the country, which is another way to do it. Just get away from all these crazy people and just you know, live out on your own. It's a whole lot easier. But nevertheless, even out in the country, you're part of a county, right? You're part of some community. And they may actually need your help. So here's my strategy. In your preparedness planning, you should always prepare to have two categories of supplies. One category is stuff that's for you and your family, and that's it. That stuff is not for sharing, but then there's another category that's stuff for the community. Stuff you're willing to give up, stuff that you're willing to donate. And a lot of times, you can, let's say you started preparing 10 years ago. You've got stored food from 10 years ago. Well, you may upgrade your food supplies. You might be buying the new food that's available now, like the organic buckets that I helped design with Numana. So you're getting in the new food. What you do is you push the old food to the public donation category. Even though it's still in your possession, you just put it in that category in your mind. Like, this is stuff I'm going to donate. Whereas the new food is, this is stuff I'm going to eat. Especially since the newer food is better. It's more organic and everything else. Super delicious, too. I was eating the broccoli cheese soup the other night from the Numana, the family pack, organic family pack. It's crazy delicious. I'm like, man, I'm going to have to stockpile more of this stuff myself. It's really good. And so in any case, you'll have two categories of food. I also think you should have two categories of things like ammunition. And personally, I store extra ammo for the local sheriff and sheriff's deputies. You may find that might sound strange to you, but the truth is that I know a lot of law enforcement people, and I know that they are mostly broke and they are mostly wildly undersupplied in terms of ammunition. I mean, deputies often they'll only get like a box of ammo a month. It's crazy. You think that they're law enforcement. They'd be driving around with cases of ammo in the trunks of their cars. No. They are short on ammo. And so I just consider it part of my job. If, you know, crazy shit hits the fan and Mad Max scenario rolls out, or there's social chaos in the streets and we need to help create a safe community, I'm going to be basically bringing ammo to the sheriffs and the deputies or the local law enforcement, the men and women in blue. Here you go. Have a case of Hollow Point 40 cal. Here's some extra magazines for your Glock. Here, how about this? Could you use an extra AR-15? I happen to have one ready for you with a T1 micro sight on it. Go for it. Yeah, it's all sighted in. Have fun. I just figure if they're putting their lives on the line, the least I could do is bring them some ammo, for God's sake, you know? Or, hey, here's a ballistic vest or a ballistic helmet or, you know, what, all kinds of gear that I'm willing to just donate out to local law enforcement as they need it. But I realize that not everybody has, you know, the finances to be able to stockpile a huge amount to plan to donate away. But I encourage you to make sure you have some. And here's why. Depending on where you live, if you live in a more, well, let's say a more liberty-oriented area, you're going to be fine. But if you live in a more, kind of a commie zone, like a socialist, like a left-leaning, community property kind of place, they're going to come to your house and they're going to demand your stuff. And you need to be able to give them something to make them go away. Right? And you don't want to say, no, you're never getting my stuff. Then they'll send in a team to rip the boards off the walls of your home and strip search every corner and find everything. You don't want that. So you have stuff to give them. You know, they're basically confiscating your stuff. But you got to give them something to get them to move on. You're like, no, this is all my stuff. This is it. And you give them some stuff. So you better have some stuff set aside. That's all I'm saying. Now, in reality, you've got more stuff because you have a backup plan. And there may be a second wave of you needing to help people. You know what I mean? You might need to save a neighbor from starvation one day. You might need to donate antiseptic supplies to the local hospital, for all you know. Believe me, you don't want to give up all your stuff to these confiscation teams that are probably going to waste half of it anyway, because government is usually very bad at logistics. So it's better off in your hands than it is in theirs. You can make better decisions about who needs it, frankly. So always have this backup stash. Now you might ask, how do you make sure they don't come in and just take all that stuff? The answer is you got to hide some of it. You have to hide some of your stuff. It's like a George Carlin comedy skit. A smaller version of your stuff. You're going to have to hide your stuff. And there's something called micro caching, where you buy these little canisters online, little waterproof canisters, and you stuff them full of stuff. And then you bury them out in the yard. Yeah, seriously. That's what a lot of people do. And if you've got metal kinds of stuff, like, oh, I don't know, guns, ammo, gold coins, you want to bury them in a place where there's already metal, like, let's say, right under a fence post or right next to a metal fence post, so that if someone's running out there with a metal detector and they get a hit there, they're like, oh, that's the fence post. You don't want to put like a big metal container out in the middle of the yard where there's no other explanation. Or what some people do, by the way, out in the country, they just take a bunch of bolts and washers and nails and old farm crap, and they just like spread it out all over the yard. They create basically a false positive minefield of metal. I've heard of old timers doing that kind of thing as well. You know, just go to Walmart or go to your local Goodwill store or whatever and buy a bunch of forks and just toss them out, or spoons. I don't know. But anyway, you got to be able to hide some of your stuff to have it as a backup plan. And my philosophy, of course, is always be generous and compassionate to the extent that you can. But also realize that some local governments are run by incredibly stupid people, and they will take all your stuff and make you starve to death while they hand out your stuff to their friends. You got me? You understand? So you can't let them do that, which means you got to have your stash hidden away. And there are lots of ways to hide stash in your own home, you know, inside walls and things like that. I guess you can like remove all the drywall from a wall and then just stack all a bunch of supplies in there, canned soup and ammo, whatever, and then re-drywall the thing. And, you know, in an emergency, you have to rip apart the drywall, but the average search team is not typically going to just rip your walls apart. So usually that's a pretty safe way to hide things. Some people even go so far as to have like a hidden something under the floor at like a, I don't know, a vault, let's say, and they put everything down there, and then they pour a concrete lid on top of it, so it's actually concrete, where if you want to get that stuff, you got to bring a sledgehammer, and you got to break apart the concrete, which, again, search teams typically aren't going to do that. And if you really need your stuff that bad, it's no big deal. Just bring a sledgehammer. You know where it is. You know, go to town on it. Get your soup, whatever it is. So there's a lot of ways to hide stuff that search teams aren't typically gonna go after. And without giving you a lot of specifics, I do want you to start thinking about that. Remember, things are going to get bad. And you're just by the fact that you're thinking ahead means that you're in a position where you've got more stuff than the average person. They're going to be desperate. They're going to want your stuff. They're going to demand your stuff. How are you going to deal with this dynamic and also balance it with your morals, your ethics, your compassion? You want to help people, but you can't let them starve you to death by stealing all your stuff. So how do you find balance with that? That's what this is all about. The answer is have some stuff for them and other stuff for you, and hide your stuff. And that's it. And don't cause friction. Don't resist. Just be as helpful as you can. Oh, sir, yes, sir. This is all the canned soup that we have in our cupboard. You are welcome to all of it. I am happy to help my community. There you go. They move on to the next house. Problem solved. That's the way to do this. And then, if you can, do what I do. Stockpile extra stuff to hand out to the local cops or sheriffs or you know, if they're good people. Not like corrupt cops, obviously. But I mean, the law enforcement people I know are good people. They want to help create, you know, a law-abiding society. So I'm ready. I got a whole, well, I'm not even going to tell you what I got. But they're going to like it. I'll tell you that. They're going to like it. They're like, hey, look, Mike showed up with more stuff. They're like, yes, we're going to keep this community safe. They're going to love it. So that's my answer. I hope that's been useful. Stay prepared. Keep your powder dry, so to speak. It's all coming down. We just don't know when exactly, but won't be that long now. So thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, Do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.